Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. This is truly, truly a historic day for us on Fire to Inspire because we're actually live on our own network, the On Fire to Inspire Network. So thank you so much for joining us this evening as we make this historic historic debut. I'm so very excited about the whole thing. I tell you, it's definitely pursuing what God is purposing you to do. So as we move forward, we're going to talk about a few things that's coming up. This month, the On Fire to Inspire Network, we will be hosting a series of 30-second advertisements. We only have 7 more slots available. We are doing $25 slots. So if you have someone that wants to advertise their business, their products, services, we are advertising those. We have 7 more slots. We're doing that for the month of August and September. And we're definitely trying to get some visibility to help people pursue their passions and help their businesses bring forth the masses. So, again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. You all know me. For those of you who are new to the network, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are airing every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Nothing's changed. We're just on our own network, you know, just doing what God has called us to do. We will have the amazing Miss Victoria Christopher Murray dropping in momentarily, and we had Miss Rashonda joining us, Rashonda Tate Billingsley, but she's actually traveling, and she's in an area that sounds very, very loud, so she sends her apologies. We're going to have to reschedule her, but Victoria will be joining us shortly. Let me give you a little bit of background about Victoria. She is NAACP three-time nominee. Three of her books are being turned into movies. I mean, when I say she's pursuing her passions and doing it, you cannot get a person more passionate about what she does and living the life that she is desiring to live. You know, so many people make excuses, and they say, well, you know, I should have, I could have. Well, guess what? There's no room for shoulda, coulda, woulda. It's time to move forward in your purpose and your passion. Life is too short to not live the life you were created to live. Again, as we wait for her to join us tonight, we are going to listen to a couple of live pieces of from On Fire to Inspire, the actual audio CD. So this is a piece called Dare to Dream, and it's so key. It is from my book, On Fire to Inspire, but the audio CD. The music was done by Vincent Lynch and Third Heaven Sounds. So, Third Heaven Music. So, listen in. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream. That piece is called Dare to Dream. There are so many people that are just sitting on their gifts. They're sitting on their passions, and they're saying, well, I should have done this 20 years ago. I should have done this. There's no time limit. There's no expiration date on your dreams. There's no expiration date on your goals. So stop using excuses, and let's be about business. Let's get it done. So bear with me. Let's see if Miss Victoria is joining us now. Looks like she's in queue with us. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Is this Miss Victoria?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Great. How are you doing this evening?
Good. I was on when you were saying you wondered if I was there, so I hung up and called back because I said, oh, she must not know I'm already here.
Well, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us, because I know you are on tour and you have so much going on. So we are honored to have you this evening sharing in this momentous occasion with us. We are so very excited. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us who Victoria Christopher Murray is.
That's interesting. because, you know, it's so interesting. I think as authors or any entertainers, though we're not as big as movie stars and things like that, you have a public persona, and then you try to keep a little piece of yourself just to yourself, because it's really hard sometimes feeling like every bit of you is out there. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so,
right.
But who I am to the world and who I am generally is I'm a woman who, number one, first, loves God, my family and my friends. I'm a very loyal person. I'm right now taking care of my mom, or I'm her primary caregiver. She's 83. And so that is a big part of my life. But my family and my friends always come first. And what I love to do is I love to read and I love to write. Something that I love to do that people may not know about me is I love to work out.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
A lot of people don't like working out. I love to work out.
Wow. That's something I need to learn to love to do. Because
yeah,
it's something that's needed.
Yeah, but I've always enjoyed working out.
Really?
I was really an active kid. And then it just continued. I danced for many years, too, and then it just continued. I've run a couple of marathons. I can't run anymore because I had my hip replaced, but I miss running. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing like that. But I work out at least once a day, sometimes twice a day.
Wow. That is amazing. You find time to work out in your busy schedule and take care of your mom. I mean, that is something, taking care of an elderly person. That's a full-time job in itself.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. But you know what? She took care of me. And I have two sisters, and her and my dad were the best parents ever. And my father passed away, but they were married for over 50 years. So that was a blessing. They left me with a great example of who we should be and how we should be, and just great, great people. I've had a blessed life.
Amen, amen. So tell us a little bit about your accomplishments, because we have so many people, as I was saying, that's just sitting on their gift and they're using the things that they've been through in their path as an excuse of moving forward. Tell us a little bit about some of your accomplishments, because sometimes when you share things like that, it kind of puts a fire in someone else to say, hey, wait a minute, let me wake up.
So my accomplishments, okay. Well, I've written 25 books.
Wow.
And what else? I'm just not braggadocious at all. But I've written 25 books, and I've received several nominations and awards for being a writer. You know, the most all of those awards and everything, that's fine, and I love them. I wouldn't trade them in for anything. But the thing that's always most important to me is when a reader says to me, I loved your book, and I loved it because not only was it a great story, but because it's well written.
Wow. Yes.
And so that's what I've received a lot of those with my newest novel, Stand Your Ground. And to me, that's the greatest accomplishment.
Now, that's perfect. That's awesome. That is so awesome. We're going to come back to Stand Your Ground. But tell me a little bit about some of the adversities and things that you had to overcome in order to pursue your purpose and your passion.
You know what? I'm not sure. Okay, people would probably see them as adversities. I'm so focused. I have a laser focus. I don't look to the left. I don't look to the right. So there are not a lot of adversities or things that get in the way. I think a lot of us set up some false things. But I didn't, I'm trying to think of some. I didn't really have any. I mean, in terms of there were some people that didn't like my books when I first started. And when I say people, I'm talking about people in the publishing industry. My agent had a hard time selling my first book because she could not because people didn't understand what I was writing. They heard the term Christian fiction. I didn't know that. I wasn't trying to write Christian fiction. I still don't. But they heard that term, and then when they saw the sex and how far I went in my books, they didn't understand it. So it took my agent 2 years to actually sell my novel to somebody. So I guess that could be something that was an adversity. But I just stayed. She believed in me, and I stayed with it. And there were little lights in the tunnel along the way. It took her 2 years to sell my book, but once she sold it, I've had a contract ever since. And that was in 2000 was when my book first came out with a major publisher. And so that's been it. And then the biggest adversity is just this is a tough career as a writer. This is a very, very tough career. And all you can do is just keep your eye on the prize and stay focused. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. And keep doing it. It's a tough career because the bookstores are going out of business and people only have a certain amount of discretionary time in their lives. So people who used to read a lot of books are now watching a lot of TV or spending a lot of time on social media, and that takes away from reading time, and it really affects us as authors. But you know what? I just don't look to the left, don't look to the right, and I stay focused on my passion.
You use all of that was trying to be a hindrance as a motivation tool to say, hey, I got to keep going because this is who I am. So I really love that.
And this is what I knew that I was supposed to be doing. So it was more than who I am. It was a lot more of, I think this is why I was placed on earth.
Yes.
I think you're given gifts and you're given talents and you're given your passion, and then that's your reason for doing that's your reason for being here, is to live in that.
Exactly.
And to fulfill your purpose that way.
Yes, yes, yes. So I entitled the show The Essence of You, because with you being an Essence bestseller, selling author, national bestselling author, and many of your things stay on the top for months and months at a time, how does that make you feel? You know, that you were topping charts for like 9 months, things of that nature. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because that means that people enjoy what I write. But I guess we don't have any time to focus on that. You know, there's just, you have to write the next book. You're only as good as the last book that you turned in. There's just a lot of pressure in this industry, but you still got to keep going because it's no different than anybody else or any other industry. It feels good. As I said, the thing that's most important to me, more than even topping a list or getting awards, is when a reader says, I really enjoyed your book. It was so well written because I'm a big believer in the craft of writing, and I'm not sure a lot of authors focus on that, and so that's what I try to do. I really try to focus on that.
Great, great. So tell me, you've written 25 novels now. Which one
Yes.
was, like, the most enjoyable to date? What has been the most enjoyable for you, and which one as far as writing it?
Well, you know what's interesting? Books are like children, so that's kind of like asking a parent
which
child is
like
your
more?
Favorite, because they all have done different things. Like Temptation, I
right.
enjoyed because it was my first one.
Okay.
Stand Your Ground, my last one, I enjoyed because it was something that's ripped from the headlines and is close to my
mm-hmm.
heart in terms
mm-hmm.
of politics and current events. Joy was close to my heart because it was after I had taken a lot of classes. Grown Folks Business is close to my heart because it was finally when it clicked to me that I had to have the craft of writing and the drama. So they all have meant very different things to me, but I can't say one was more enjoyable than the other. They've all been different, but they've all been great in different ways.
Okay, okay. So let's talk about your most recent book, Stand Your Ground. Tell us a little bit about what motivated that. You said the headlines. What was your like burning desire to say, you know what, I got to do something with this?
Me too. Somebody on Facebook, we were watching, and I say we, it's me and my 10,000 friends on Facebook, but we were
okay.
watching the Michael Dunn trial. And that's the gentleman, well, that's what I'll call him. That's the man who murdered Jordan Davis in the car when he was in the car with three other young African-American men, and they had their music up too loud. And the first trial came back as a mistrial. He was found guilty on attempted murder, but it was a mistrial. They couldn't come up with a verdict on the actual murder, which was so interesting because he was dead. So why can't you come up with a verdict? Except that I understood why, because I had read the manuscript from the Trayvon Martin trial.
Okay.
And so when people were really upset about it, then I was trying to explain it to people on Facebook. And somebody said, Victoria, you know what? You know a lot about this. You should write a book. And that's where it came from.
Wow. Wow, wow. Did it take a long time to write?
It takes me about a year to write a book, any book.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a long time or not. I remember Terry McMillan once told me that nobody can write a book in less than 2 years. So I know a lot of people write books much quicker. It takes me about a year because my books are very character-driven. You remember the characters more than you remember the stories with my novels. And so I have to spend time with those people. I know that sounds crazy, but I have to spend some time with them in my head and in my heart before I can really write and tell their story. So all of my books take me about a year to write.
Okay, okay. Now, do you have any upcoming events? Or I know you're on tour. You have any upcoming events where you want to give the people in the area that you'll be in, you know, more insight and information? Uh-oh, I think we just lost her. We did. Okay. Things like this happen, so we apologize for the technical difficulties at this time, but she will be back momentarily as we wait. Because the show must go on. As we wait, I hope you've been in tune to what she was saying. She knows that she was birthed to do this. She says that she doesn't second-guess herself, and she just does it. In each and every book, she's written 25 novels. In each and every book, she's enjoyed writing them because they are a part of her, just like it would be with us with children. They're a part of you. So What is it that you truly enjoy doing? What is it that you have a passion for? When I used to mentor all the time, I used to ask the kids, what is it that you would do for free? And if you could do it for free, but make an honest living off of it, then you'll never feel like you worked a day in your life. I think she's back with us. You back, Victoria?
Yes, I don't know what happened, so I switched to my other phone.
Okay, great. So I'm trying to remember what I was asking you, because I went into like a just summary of some of the things you had said to us when it happened, because I know technical difficulties happen, but, you know, the all is well. But you were talking about the Stand Your Ground, how it came about.
Yes, another author asked me to write it. So I wrote it because it was something that was close to my heart.
Wow. Oh, I was asking you, did you have an upcoming event or something that you wanted to share with people? Like, say we have some listeners listening in from Virginia or, you know, somewhere that you have something going on, you can kind of plug that in for, what, you know, where you will be.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be at the National Book Club Conference this weekend in Atlanta. I'm leaving to go to St. Louis. Leaving to go to St. Louis tomorrow to attend a Library Association conference. So that's closed to the public, but if there's anybody out there who will be attending the conference, I will be there. I'll be in St. Louis, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I will be in Atlanta at the National Book Club Conference. So I'm pretty excited about that. Then I have a little bit of a break because I won't have anything during the week next week, but next weekend I'm going to be at a publishing panel at, I think it's called the African American Author and Empowerment Expo in Baltimore.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty exciting for me. And then I think I have a little bit of a break until September. So that'll
for
be
now.
Good. Yes.
For now.
For now.
That's awesome. So you will be here in Atlanta. There's going to be a lot going on this weekend in Atlanta. So you have that this weekend, and then Steve Harvey's Neighborhood Awards is here this weekend. I'll be attending that. So, yes, it's going to be an awesome weekend.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yes. So you have that coming up here in Atlanta area this weekend. Now, is that open to the public or that's close to the public? That's the one close to the public.
No, that's open to the public this weekend. It is the National Book Club Conference. It's I don't even know how many years Curtis Bunn has been doing this now, but it may be like 12 years. He started it a while ago. It's a conference where mostly book clubs come to, and he has all kinds of authors there. He's always done a fabulous job of being a lot of different authors there. So that's this weekend, and that is 100% open to the public. So that's exciting. That's a good one.
Okay, so
that's open. So,
okay, perfect. And it's a 3-day event.
Yes, it, not very much goes on Sunday, so it's mostly Friday and Saturday. But I think on Sunday there's like one or two different things, but it's a full event. As I said, Curtis Bunn has been doing it down there for over 10 years, so that's pretty exciting.
Okay, great. And, Victoria, what would you say to someone, I love to ask this question, what would you say to someone that's listening in the listening audience now, or if they are going to be listening to the recording, and they're saying, you know what, I really want to pursue my purpose. I really want to get past this just settling and existing, what would you tell that person to light their fire right now?
Ooh. You know, we're here for a purpose, and I've wanted to be a writer my entire life. So I knew really 10 years old that I was going to grow up and be a writer. I didn't know how to do it or how to get there or when that was going to happen. In me. And the thing that finally made me do it every year was that I didn't want to be 80 years old.
Victoria, you're blinking out. Can you repeat that?
Oh, okay. I don't know why I'm blinking out. I'm not even moving. Is this better?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. But what I was saying was that I didn't want to be 80 years old,
mm-hmm.
sitting on somebody's porch, rocking in somebody's rocking chair, and
mm-hmm.
thinking, wow, I wish I had done it. I did not want that to happen. And I knew that that was going to happen if I did not finally do the one thing that I wanted to do. And so I think the thing that gets people, that can get people on fire, is to just do it. You don't want to live with regret. You don't want to have that regret. And
yes.
Every day, you don't have to do a lot toward, but if every day you took one small step toward your goal. I used to listen to a tape by Anthony Robbins, and he used to talk about a 30-day plan of
mm-hmm.
every day doing one small thing toward your goal. Then it takes 21 days for something to become a habit, and after a month, you're used to doing it. You're doing something. And
right.
Every something that you do will get you one step closer.
I love it. That's something that I say all the time. You know, first part is I say that as long as you have breath in your body, there's purpose to fulfill. That's one thing I say. And the second thing is do something daily, if it's nothing but to do some research or to do goal
yeah.
setting. You know, something small adding up will create the end results of what you want to see. You know, but if you just keep sitting there just daydreaming and not acting on it, you're not going to see the manifestation of it. You know, I tell
yeah,
you, and you're never too old.
You're never too old. You're never too old. I didn't write my first novel until I was in my 40s. So you're never, ever too old to do it, but I did it because I didn't want to have any regret. I did not.
Right.
And that would have been a huge regret in my life when this one thing that I always wanted to do, I didn't do it. And so I was not going to have that as a regret, just not.
Yes, yes. I've spoken to so many ladies and gentlemen as well, and it's funny how, you know, they hit 30 and, you know, they're like, I kind of want to do this. And then they hit 35 and, you know, it's like it burns in them a little more. And by the time they hit 40, they're like, I'm in, you know. So, you know, sometimes
yeah.
some people wake up sooner, but, you know, sometimes it takes a little minute for some people to wake up. But it's never too late, because I interviewed one lady. She was, I think, in her 50s. And she said she didn't start pursuing her passions until 50. And so, you know, you're never too old, and you can't say, well, I'm too old for this. No, you're not. You still have breath in your body, so there's still room for and purpose to fulfill. Now,
you can walk in your passion with a little bit of wisdom if you wait until you're 50. You know, you can have that wisdom.
Exactly, exactly. So tell our listeners and our followers, before we actually open up the lines, because I think we may have some questions from some callers, but how do they follow you? How do they contact you about, you know, come and speak to different events, purchase your books? How would they contact you?
Well, you can find my books in any bookstore in the country, have them in stock. But
mm-hmm.
they're supposed to be in any bookstore in the country or online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And how a person can connect with me, I spend a lot of time on Facebook and under Victoria Christopher Murray. And
okay.
then I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is Victoria, E as in Edward, C as in Cat, M as in Mary. I'm also on Instagram, though I've kind of pushed Instagram a little to the side because I love this new social media, Periscope. And I'm under that, under V. Christopher Murray.
V. Christopher Murray?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. We're going to open the lines up, if that's okay with you, see if we have any questions.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
I love that.
Great. If you would like to ask Victoria any questions or make a statement, press 1 and you'll be live with us on the show, and you'll be able to ask the question now from the expert.
I don't know if I'm the expert. I'm still trying to get there. I'm still learning along the way. And as I said, publishing is an interesting, it's an exhilarating, wonderful, challenging, frustrating, amazing career. It's all of that. And so I'm just trying to navigate my way through all of this.
Well, you've navigated pretty well to have 3 of your books nominated to be movies and receiving all of these awards and topping charts for 9 consecutive months. I mean, I've never heard of such. So it's very inspiring and very motivating, you know, for those of us who are new to the industry.
Yeah, well, there's some people, you know, who have even, like my business partner who was supposed to be on here, but she's actually on an airplane right now.
Okay.
Rashonda Tate Billingsley, her book, Let the Church Say Amen, which was her first novel, was made into a movie already, and it will be on BET August. Okay, I'm in trouble now. It's either August 29th or August 30th. But everybody to just look. It's on BET. If somebody's listening that knows for sure, they should call in and tell you. But it's either the 29th or the 30th. It's going to be on BET, her movie, Let the Church Say Amen.
Okay. I do remember her saying her movie was coming up this month. I just didn't know the exact date. So, yes. So, I'm so excited and inspired. Bear with me a few moments. I tell you, I am trying to see. On the account, if anyone's actually trying to dial in. Because, you know, computers and phones, they do what they want to when they want to.
Exactly. I don't understand.
Like you had no clue why yours was shutting down. And so
just
I can definitely
relate. Just shut down on me.
Yes, ma'am. All right. It is not letting me back in there to see if we have anyone online ask any questions. So tell me, Victoria, one more time, how they can reach out to you, contact you. I know all of your books are found in any of the bookstores in the country. You're also on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and give me your handles again.
On Periscope, it's V. Christopher Murray. On Twitter, it's Victoria, E as in Edward, C as in Cat, M as in Mary, and Instagram is Victoria Christopher Murray. But if somebody wants to read it, I put up the first chapters of every single book I've written on my website, and my website is my name, www.victoriachristophermurray.com.
Okay. All right. Let me try this one more time. I tell you, every time someone's just truly, truly being blessed by the show, you always see this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I know what it is. It's a distraction.
Exactly. And like you said, it's technology. Everybody's used to it.
Exactly. Everybody's used to it, so you don't get caught up in, oh, and you don't lose your cool and get upset. You just keep moving with the flow, just like you
exactly.
do with life. You move, you keep going. You don't allow the obstacles to overtake you. You speak to those obstacles and keep moving forward. So, yes. All right, it's reconnecting slowly. Were there any final words that you would like to leave with the audience?
And no, I just think I love your show, and I love the title of it, On Fire, because that's what you have to do. You know, you have to be on fire,
yes,
no matter what you're going for, no matter what you're going after, because
yes,
of obstacles and everything, you have to be on fire for it so you won't even notice the obstacles.
That is so, so very
everybody,
true.
Every single person has been given a gift. Every person has. And I don't know how you discover your gifts, because mine was so obvious to me as a child, but it usually is the thing that you love to do. It's usually the thing that you love to do, and you love it so much you would do it for free so people are willing to pay you for it. And so that's usually what the passion, what the gift is.
So, so very true. And when I was waiting for you earlier and didn't realize you were already in the queue, I was saying I used to tell my little mentees when I was mentoring that if you figured out what it is that you love to do and you would do it for free, but you could make an honest living out of it, then you'll feel like you're walking and living in purpose, and you'll feel like you've never worked a day in your life. And
that's
so,
right. I don't
you know,
feel like I work. I haven't worked a 9-to-5 job since 1987. And
wow,
that's because I was determined to always live. I wanted to live a life that was going to be about me and the things that I loved. And so now I wouldn't even know how to go to a 9-to-5 job, because I wouldn't even remember how to do that. But I work, and I work very hard, probably harder than I've ever worked in my life, but it doesn't feel like work.
Right, right. Because you thoroughly enjoy what you do.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. That is powerful. Truly, truly powerful. So I truly thank you tonight for joining us for On Fire to Inspire. You have truly inspired me. The show title actually came as a result of the book I wrote and released last year. It was not a book I chose. It was a book that God chose for me to write. but it empowers, impacts, and inspires people to live on purpose. I call myself a purpose midwife, because it's time for someone to say, hey, it's in you. Just do it. It's in you. You got it in you. Stop making excuses. Stop procrastinating. And walk in the gifts. Walk in the call that's on your life, whether it's writing, whether it's teaching, dancing, whatever you're called to do, do it, and do it with purpose. You know, live on purpose, live in purpose, and do it daily. I mean, you don't know who you're inspiring and impacting by just living out your dreams. So I truly appreciate you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us this evening on Fire to Inspire and helping us with launching our show live. So thank you so very much. And we would definitely love to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. All right, well, we would have you tune back in with us anytime you're available. Tune in and listen to us on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then also, like I said, I'll try to get you guys back on, get you and your twin hype, Rashonda, on the line. Because you all have done so many projects together, and you work so well together. Try to get you all back together at some point when things slow down for the two of you. But thank you again for joining us, and have a great night.
Okay.
For those of you who are listening, remember to tune in to On Fire to Inspire on the On Fire to Inspire Network every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be empowered, impacted, and inspired to live in purpose and on purpose. It's time to stop settling, and it's time to live. It's time to live now. Have a good night. Tune in next week. Have a great one.